Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin Daf Tez Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hatominus Aluf B'Shvi'is Upmei Oime LeYifchoyis Mesasayim Ad Goiva Shloisha Tvachim B'Tefach Ofar Al Gabov. The Mishnah teaches that if one buried a luf in the ground for stories during Shvi'is, Upmei says that not less than 2 sa in quantity must be buried, meaning that the pile of luf in the hole must not be less than 2 sa, not less than 3 tvachim high, and with a tefach of soil on top of it. Chacham say, no, not less than 4 kav in quantity must be buried, not less than a tefach high, and with a tefach of soil on top of it, and he must bury it in a place where people walk. Luf she'avra alav shvi'is, v'belezer oime, im loktoi ha'aniyim, es olav loktoi, v'im lav yaseh cheshboin im aniyim. If a luf remained in the ground until after Shvi'is and increased in size in the year that followed it, Rabbi Eliezer says that if the poor picked its leaves during Shvi'is, that's fine, but if they did not, so that the leaves also grew in Shvi'is, they must make a calculation with the poor and keep that which grew in the 8th year, but the rest must go to the poor. Rabbi Shua Eimer, Im Lokta Aniyim, Es Olav, Lokta Vim Lav, Ein Laniyim, Imoy Cheshbon. Rabbi Shua says that if the poor pick the leaves, that's fine, but if not, they don't need to make a calculation, as he also had rights to take it. Luf shall erv shvi'is, shenechnas l'shvi'is, v'chem b'tzalem hakitzoinim, v'chem pua shall idis, v'shama oimim, oikrin oisam, v'ma'arufois shall eitz, v'yselel oimim, v'kaldum shall mateches. Luf of the 6th year that remained until shvi'is without growing more, and similarly, summer onions and pua, which is madder, growing in fine soil, Beisham may say that he must uproot them with wooden rakes, but Hill says he may even uproot them with metal spades. V'moidim epua shall salai shall ikonoisam v'kaldum shall mateches. And they agree that if it's pua growing in gravelly soil, they may uproot them with metal spades. May masai muta adam likach luf b'moisei shvi'is v'yoda oimim miyad v'chom oimim m'shiyar be'achadosh. The Gemara asks them, when is it permitted to buy luf after shvi'is? Rav Yehuda says immediately, and Chum say from when the new crop is abundant. And the Gemara now says, "Hatoimines aluf ad kadoin luf b'tzalim." The Gemara says that we quote, if one buried a luf. Now, but what is the law concerning onions? So the Gemara says, "Am Rav Yona, he luf he b'tzalim." Rav Yehuda says that they are the same as luf in this law. Am Rav Yosef, mistava b'tzalim, afilu pachis mekan muta de'inan shafin. Rav Yosef says that it's logical that onions are permitted with even less than 2 sa, as they are stepped on by people, so they don't look like they're being planted. Luf sha'avra alav shvi'is chulei. Ve'yavor b'shem Rav Yochanan, asya de b'yuda, k'rabi Eliezer v'de b'yosi, k'rabi Yeshua, de taninan tamon, aniyim oichlem acha habiyo, aval loy ashirim, de v'rabi Yehuda, Rav Yosef oime, echad aniyim ve'echad ashirim, oichlem acha habiyo. If a luf remained in the ground until after Shvi'is, we said, now we have all quoted from Rav Yochanan that Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosi is like Rabbi Yeshua. Because the Mishnah says in the 9th Perek, Rabbi Yehuda says that from when people declare the produce ownerless at the time of Bia, which is removal, only the poor may eat. Rabbi Yosi says that even the rich may eat. Rabbi Imi, Baikami, Rabbi Yochanan, Masnithin, Achele Gozu, Alasvichim. Rabbi Imi said to Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah permitted luf leaves that grow and were picked in Shvi'is is speaking about the time before the decree of Svichim, means Svichim are things that grew naturally in Shemitah are prohibited, and they are referred to as Svichim, which is aftergrowth. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Imi, V'chi ba'aliyah hayisa, were you in the attic when they made that decree? Are you sure the prohibition of Svichim is only rabbinic? So Rabbi Imi, Issa Svichim Torah. Rabbi Imi understood from Rabbi Yochanan's question that the prohibition of Svichim is actually from the Torah. And Rabbi Imi, Ba'alei luf shoyter hi masnisa. Rabbi Yemi says that the Mishnah was discussing the leaves of wild luf that stays in the ground a long time and was planted in the 6th year, so the prohibition of svichim does not apply. Aifi Rabbi Hoshea masnisa debar kapara min deroma v'tani alei luf v'alei b'tzalim islach meima alei b'tzalim hashoytim. And the Gemara rejects that. Rabbi Hoshea cited a braisa taught by Bar Kapara of the south that our Mishnah refers to luf leaves and onion leaves. Could Rabbi Yomia have also said it was referring to wild onions that stay in the ground a long time? No such onions exist. Milsid Rabbi Yomia, Amma, Dav Shesh by Bia, Vishanim Sabasech, Dav Shein by Ainla Bia, Yeshla Bia, Ma Aved La Rabbi Yomia. The Gemara asks, from the statement of Rabbi Yomia, we can learn that if something requires Bia, grew from something that does not require Bia, it requires Bia. Even though the roots of the luf don't require Bia, since the leaves do require it, Bia is required. What would Rabbi Yomia say about that? Patala Beshe Shikif Valin. The Gemara answers that it applies when the owner picked the leaves before the time of Bio came. Rabbi Yosi patalab masnisa lifnei Rosh Hashanah Hashviyis, not lifnei Rosh Hashanah Hashviyis, asa beitzim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, v'dichna b'shviyis, alko b'metzi shviyis. Rabbi Yossi says that it began to grow before Rosh Hashanah or Shvi'is. He planted it a long time before Rosh Hashanah, and it grew shoots before Shvi'is. He then bent over those shoots in Shvi'is to prevent them from growing any more, and uprooted the plants after Shvi'is. In Tema, Dichon ki Ika, Kulalaniyim. In Tema, Ein Dichon ki Iku, Ein Kulalaniyim, Misaf Yaseh Cheshbonim Aniyim. The Gemara explains that if you say that bending over is like uprooting, everything that grew until then in Shvi'is belongs to the poor, as whatever is picked in Shvi'is requires beer. But if you say that bending is not like uprooting, the leaves were not picked in Shvi'is, and the poor have no claim on them. And since the Blether was in doubt over this question, he ruled that only the leaves that grew before bending belong to the poor, and he must make a calculation with them to give them their portion. Rav Chizkiah Pata, Masnisen, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shvi'is, Not Erev Rosh Hashanah Shvi'is, Va'asa Beitza Betchilef Shvi'is, V'dichnu B'Shvi'is, V'arku B'Soy Shvi'is. Rav Chizkiah says that it was planted before Rosh Hashanah of Shvi'is, even if he planted it just before Rosh Hashanah of Shvi'is, and it grew shoots at the beginning of Shvi'is, and he bent them down, and then picked them at the end of Shvi'is, after the time of Bio. In Tema Dichon Ki Iku Kuloi Lebalabayis. In Tema Ein Dichon Ki Iku, Ein Kuloi Lebalabayis, Efichach, it should say Yaseh Cheshbonim Aniyim. And the Gemara explains, if bending down is like uprooting, since it was done before Bior, the owner could claim it for himself. And if bending is not like uprooting, it belongs to the poor, since its uprooting was done after Bior. Therefore, because of this doubt, he should make a calculation with them. Also, ba'aretz, shalosh shanim noisin la'aniyim, roiva, shtei shanim noisin la'aniyim, shlish, shana achas noisin la'aniyim, mechze. How's the calculation made? If the luf grew for 3 years other than in Shvi'is, he gives the poor a quarter. If it grew 2 years, he gives them a third. And if it grew 1 year, he gives them a half. Rav Yosef Pata, Masnisen Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shvi'is, Rav Chizkiah Pata, Masnisen Erev Rosh Hashanah Shvi'is. So in summary, Rav Yosef explained the Mishnah refers to luf that was planted long before Shvi'is and was bent down in Shvi'is, and Rav Chizkiah explained that it was planted close to Shvi'is and he bent it down before the time of Biel. Luf Shel Erev Shvi'is V'chulei, the Mishnah taught in the case of luf that mainly grew in the 6th year and remained there into Shvi'is but didn't continue to grow, then Rabun Bachia by Kami Rabbi Zeira, Af Bashar Shane Shrua Kane Vaatani Haifa Shnia Nechnes Leshlishis, Einu Medakenu Veinu Mainea Mimenu Mayim Bishoshe Mase, Haifa Shlishis Nechnes Luvis, Medakenu Mainea Mimenu Mayim Bishoshe Mase, Oni Hada Amma Shidichun Ki Eko. And the Gemara asked the question, Rabun Bachia said to Zeira that if so, then even in other years it should be the same, as the time of picking establishes the obligation of Maisa. And Tosefta teaches that if an onion was planted and it was the second year of the Shemitah cycle, entering into the third year, the owner is not permitted to bend them down and withhold them from them water in the second year, in order that they should be obligated in Maisa Sheni as second year produce. If it was the third year entering the fourth year, he may bend it down and withhold from it water so that it will be obligated in Maisa Oni. This teaches that bending down is like uprooting. Rav Yosef b'shem Rabbi La, Tipate b'sha'akran ad sheloi tzimchu. Rav Yosef, quoting Rabbi La, said that when the Mishnah taught that luf of the 6th year remained until Shvi'is, Beishamai said that he must uproot them with wooden rakes, and Rabbi Sil said he may even uproot them with metal spades, but both agree that they may be uprooted in Shvi'is. The Mishnah is referring to when he did it before they grew new leaves in Shvi'is, but if they grown, he may not uproot them since he's causing loss to Shvi'is produce. V'chem b'salam kitzoinim kitinoi. The Mishnah there said that, and similarly, summer onions, which means that they are planted and picked in the summer. Moedim epeh shasil is pitra. The Mishnah also taught that they agree that if it's pua, growing in gravelly soil, which is soil that is hard like stone, they may be uprooted with metal spades. There's also a brace about this that says in a place where the custom is to plow to uproot the pua, he may plow. Where the custom is to weed, he may weed. Now, the Gemara asks the question, the Mishnah taught, from when is it permitted to buy luf after Shvi'is? The Buddha says, immediately, Chacham say, from when the new crop is abundant. What's the Buddha's reasoning? Here he permits it immediately, and in the later Mishnah he agrees to only permit vegetables from when similar crops of the 8th year are produced. The answer is that since they decreed that the luf may only be uprooted in Shvi'is in an unusual and tedious manner, we can assume that luf that is sold after Shvi'is was not from Shvi'is. However, since they did not make such a decree on vegetables, we have to be concerned that those that were sold after Shvi'is were uprooted in Shvi'is. The question is, then, if so, even in Shvi'is it should be permitted to buy from one who is suspected in the laws of Shvi'is, as there should be no concern that he went to the trouble of uprooting luf in an unusual way. The answer is that the owner wouldn't trouble himself is only if he will be burying, means storing the luf in the ground, such as to save it to sell after Shvi'is. But if he will be selling them immediately, then he would trouble himself, and therefore we are not concerned when buying it after Shvi'is, but during Shvi'is, he might bring from the prohibited crop and claim that it was stored away from the 6th year. Tani Amar Yehuda, Mathisha Shainu Be'en Kushin, V'achalnu Luf Alpi Rabbi Tarfon Machag Shal Matzei Shviyas. The Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says that it once happened that they were in a place called En Kushin, and we ate Luf according to Rabbi Tarfon's ruling on the day after Sukkot in the year after Shviyas. Amalei Rabbi Yosi, Emach Hayisi V'lahaya Ela Matzei Pesach. Rabbi Yosi says, no, I was with you then, and it was actually after Pesach of that year which provided enough time for fresh crops to grow.